This is Worldviews. I'm Suzette Grelot. Rebecca Cruz, very interesting issue this week in Latin America. Let's look at the FARC, the terrorist group in Colombia. There's been this long-standing, almost 50-year, or actually a little bit more than 50-year, struggle between this what's known as a terrorist organization and the Colombian government. But peace talks are underway. They're meeting in Cuba. There's a potential, really, for historic resolution of this agreement as early as next month. So tell us a little bit about what brought these groups to the table, and what might be the prospects for actually reaching a peace agreement here?
Well, the peace talks have been underway for a couple of years now, since November of 2012. And what brought the FARC to the table was really the actions of the previous president, Uribe, as well as the involvement of the United States in terms of giving aid and assistance. But the crackdown on the FARC during Uribe's administration forced them to come to the table to talk about a resolution. And so they've been doing that for a couple of years now and have finally, in the last couple of months, come to a resolution on what a transition might look like, dealing with such issues as land rights, what will happen with the trafficking situation there, transitional justice, as well as what happens to the rebels that were part of FARC, this kind of reconciliation process that has to go forward. And those are never easy decisions to make. There has been a ceasefire. And actually, the level of violence in Colombia for the last couple of years, particularly the last 6 months, has been the lowest that they've seen since the 1970s. So really, as you say, historic time, and looks to be moving in a positive direction.
Well, it seems that whatever has led to this long-standing standoff between these organizations, that there's been some mitigation of those issues. But what I'm interested in particular, is the U.S. involvement in this case. You know, is this a model, perhaps, for other similar struggles? I mean, the United States, an external party coming in and helping to resolve this issue, because in many cases, the U.S. intervening in these sorts of things and trying to broker a peace agreement isn't always a successful strategy.
Well, there's been a plan in place for about 15 years. It just had the anniversary, the 15th anniversary. But I think what's significant here is this was a Colombia plan. It was going to be led by the Colombians with assistance from the United States, particularly financial. And that has continued. And in fact, part of the resolution is to continue to ask for some of that assistance and to ask the United States to be involved. And so the president of Colombia is visiting with Obama. And one of the other things that you mentioned that's interesting that the president is asking for is that the FARC be removed potentially from the list of terrorist organizations. So that's significant. And they're also asking that the UN become involved and kind of be an intermediator between the two, as opposed to the United States.
Well, we'll be watching that. This is a huge transition in this country and could lead to Colombia being a more open and welcoming to tourists and others.
So, and a roadmap, perhaps.
Yep.